It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Right now, we'll go into what's always been my favorite segment. It's the final battle. Let's see what we got today. We start with somebody we love to make fun of. It's Tyrod Taylor. He lined up behind a guard instead
that
of a center.
That happens to everybody. That happened to me
guys,
at the gas station.
If you went in a quarterback,
day.
Kyle or Chris or Jake or myself, would we be able to stay in there for one play? I want to give him credit where credit's due,
you're an
NFL quarterback. That's not good.
What was the right guard thinking like?
They hiked the ball. And he had to go back and get it.
Like, did somebody turn around and be like, hey.
The defense was like, what is going on?
The worst part is, though, LeSean McCoy lined up next to him and didn't say anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think LeSean McCoy was supposed to be offset anyway. So he was
but not two guards
that's
offset.
True. Right. He's supposed to be right next to the quarterback.
Was that weirder than this? Offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil did not play for the Dolphins this week because he slipped in the shower.
Dude.
And then he took all the blame for the loss.
Poor guy. It's my fault. Sounded a little bit
we
like OBJ.
We should have actually done on the Battle of the Best, we should have done worst sports injuries. That guy got injured playing Guitar Hero.
There was a hockey player who slipped on a patch of ice and broke his hand.
I mean, there are a bunch of kickers that are celebrating that end up tearing ACL. So
yeah. All right, so Tiger Woods, he is injured. He withdrew from the Safeway Open this past week. He hasn't competed since last year. Is he done for
called
good?
Called it. No.
Yes.
Is his career over?
No.
Yes.
Who said no?
Me.
There's too many people in the studio.
Of course I said no. Of course I said no.
You, like,
if everybody else said yes.
All right, so what's going on?
I think that his career is not over. We forget that he also has gone through all of these different things. He's done it before. He's going to have to slow down, come back when he's actually ready. If he's not ready, I'm glad he's not coming back.
All right. How about this? A Belgian player, Christian Benteke, scored a goal 7 seconds into a World Cup qualifying match. That's the record. How do you even get the ball across the field
seconds? My first season playing soccer, I scored in the first 5 seconds.
He's Christian Benteke. He can...
What was this like?
Bad
what were you, like 9 years old?
Eight.
So you played on a really short field. It was a regulation length field.
It was great.
Good Lord.
We did great. That was the only goal we scored that season.
Right. What are your thoughts on this, and keep it PG? Greg Hardy is going to pursue an MMA career. This is what he wants to
pretty
do
good.
Now.
PG.
Oh.
Okay, PG-13.
Pretty good 13. I mean, really, he's going to get destroyed if he tries.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind at all. Go for it.
I want Dana White to put whatever weight class
Connor
he goes
McGregor
in.
Conor McGregor and Greg Hardy.
How about we have Greg Hardy go to the WWE so then these guys can call him out. Greg Hardy could join the Dudley Boys. That'd be great.
No.
There you go.
No.
How about this? LeBron James is tidying up the locker room in preseason games. He cleaned the locker room for his teammates, and then he said, I just wanted to make sure that I'll let them know they won't happen again. And LeBron James, he's the coach, the GM.
the
janitor. He's the housekeeper. Yeah.
I don't know.
Doing everything for this
you're,
team.
You're doing too much,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
If you need people to recognize you and that's what you're doing, if that's something he just does, hey, go for it.
Come on, man. LeBron keeps a tight locker room.
He will own them eventually.
Yeah, he will own that team. Like,
he's trying to earn all their respect, so when he comes back in 2 years and he's the, you know, player coach and owner.
Player coach owner, Mario Lemieux was.
That's when everything changes.
All right, and finally, we'll end on this. NBA preseason basketball is back, and here's how low it's gotten already. The Jazz and the Suns this week in a preseason game combined for 106 free throws.
That's hack at everybody.
That's like a boxing match.
Hack at everybody.
That sounds like practice when I was in high school. Just shoot as many free throws as possible.
Run the line, shoot again.
I don't know how 106 free throws.
How do you even do that?
I don't know.
How do you not run out of players?
But if all of them were done underhand, like the guy from the Houston Rockets, I'd be all for it. That's hilarious. Did y'all see that?
What are you talking about?
The guy from Houston Rockets, he was shooting free throws in China underhanded.
Well, it's
and
China.
He was making them,
right? It's China.
He was making them,
it's
too.
China.
I want to see him do it in a game. I want to see it.
I want to see someone shoot an underhanded free throw at a real game, beautiful. Too. That would be amazing.
I mean, he, granny style, straight up, swish. Nothing but net, both of them.
Hey, man. You never know what you're going to see.
Got to do what you got to do.
Hey, granny shots win games.
Really? When has a granny shot ever won a game?
It's going to.